This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The top elections official in San Bernardino County has resigned under duress.
This is Michael Scarpello, the Registrar of Voters for San Bernardino County since 2011. He's been there 7 years. Was asked to resign and did. He said that he had raised some concerns about the county's voting system, which is old and in need of replacement. He's concerned about security from Russian hacking. He said if a hacker gets to the election results page on election night, you know, that can create a lot of problems, even if the votes were counted properly. If somebody tampers with the results page, that reflects badly.
Okay, so I've heard a couple of different concerns from Mr. Scarpello. Why was he forced to depart?
Well, he said he had differences of opinion with the county's chief operations officer, Leonard Hernandez. And a spokesman for the county said that Scarpello was pressing for types of security scans from Homeland Security that are beyond what the county feels needs to be done. He said Homeland Security already does what the county called cyber hygiene scans, but Scarpello believed a deeper look at the security systems of the county were needed. So he has stepped down. And by the way, it's just about 3 months before the November election, so it looks like there's going to be an interim a registrar in charge until then, while the county does a nationwide search for a replacement for Scarpello.
Next, the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office is under increasing pressure to fire that gang prosecutor who made news when he made offensive comments on social media weeks back.
Right, and was placed on paid leave. In the interim, since we last talked about it last month, civil rights activists and faith-based groups came to the Board of Supervisors with more than 75,000 signatures on a petition demanding that this prosecutor, Michael Selyem, be terminated. In addition, a group of state legislators from our area, State Senator Connie Leyva, Assembly members Freddie Rodriguez, Eloise Reyes, and Chris Holden, have all asked the state attorney's general office to investigate Selyem. They said they want to make sure that the kind of bias and animus that Selyem displayed in these social media posts didn't influence his choices in prosecuting people. He made very misogynistic statements, racist and anti-Latino statements in those social media posts. The investigation is ongoing by the DA's office. They say they're taking a look and will review any case if a defendant, current or past defendant, comes forward and asks that a case be reviewed for bias. The DA's office will do that.
Next, good news for not one, not two, but three inland airports: Ontario International, San Bernardino International, and what they used to call March Field, March Air Reserve Base.
Probably the biggest is Ontario International got almost $12 million in federal grants to repair the ramps that are used by cargo aircraft and to build a new taxiway and to do some repairs and install new runway lighting. In a press release, the airport credited the congressional delegation from the inland area and the U.S. Secretary of Transportation and FAA leadership with helping to bring this money. And they say this money is going to help the airport attract even more development than it already has. And by the way, the passenger numbers are up substantially year over year. For the first 6 months of this year, almost 12% more passengers. And this is exactly what officials were hoping for when the airport returned to local control almost 2 years ago now.
And what is the good news with San Bernardino Airport?
Well, San Bernardino Airport, as you remember, we talked about a couple of months ago, had attracted UPS to do about 5 flights per week. Well, they just signed FedEx to do also 5 flights per week beginning in October. So San Bernardino International has kind of languished, but now they've finally got some regular customers, at least for cargo operations.
And what about March Field? What's going on there?
Well, March, this is kind of interesting, kind of an upstart. Amazon Air, which is just a...
Excuse me. Amazon Air?
Amazon. Oh, dear. Well, Amazon is going to start carrying its own packages by plane, and they are cleared for 5 cargo flights per week coming out of March Air Reserve Base. Now, you'll remember that DHL, another cargo carrier which now has gone out of business, had started flights there, created quite a bit of a stir because it was disturbing people's sleep with the takeoff pattern. And in this case, it sounds like the airport managers have said they're going to ask the airline not to fly in the overnight hours so it doesn't disturb people.
Well, you may not have heard it here first, but just let me predict Amazon passenger air before too long, I'm sure. And finally, a candidate running for state assembly in the Riverside area seems out of step with his potential constituents when it comes to the Cheech Marin Museum.
His name is Bill Isaly. He is a challenging Democratic incumbent, Sabrina Cervantes. He made a social media statement that $10 million grant that the state gave to the Cheech Museum.
Mm-hmm. Which put them well over the top for their goal, yeah.
Right. Well, he questioned whether state taxpayer money should be spent on what he called stoner art.
Oh, really?
A very disparaging term for what is serious art that's actually been displayed at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art and the Smithsonian and other museums. Cheech Marin may have had a comic persona with Tommy Chong of being a stoner, but his art collection has been a very serious pursuit that's gotten attention nationwide. The Cheech Museum has really generated a lot of excitement in Riverside among the people who are the constituents of this assembly district. In fact, locally, $3 million were raised, so people really support it.
Hmm. Well, we'll see if this becomes a campaign issue and which way that issue will swing in just a matter of weeks. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.